All right, Roger DeCosta, here we are, Denver. I want to talk to you about the outdoor stuff because you guys made some big news. But first, man, Marv, another podium, riding really well. You know, it's kind of like a supercross only last minute thing, and he's really coming around.
Yeah, he's been really good, and he is in really, really good shape, as you have seen in this, especially the second half of the supercross season.
Yep.
So it's nice to see him doing as good as he's doing, and I'm happy for him.
You know, you had Villeman at Suzuki when he wasn't in great shape. So yeah, now he's Marv's trainer, so maybe he figured some things out.
Yeah, Villeman is he understands our sport really well, and I think he learned, you know, because I remember in I think it was in 93 when he came up. Ricky was really worried about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that time, he was pretty stubborn and he do things his way. And he probably, you know, if you look back, he probably could have won if he did what he's advising Marvin to do now.
That's what that's the joke we make with him. You're absolutely right. We joke that. Cooper Webb, so day-to-day. We know he's not doing outdoors. Hasn't gone his way. You know, a little bit of bike, a little bit of coupe, you know, that kind of stuff. What's your take on that?
Well, he lost his way, you know, and once you're behind, it's very tough to keep that confidence and to be on the very top. And I think he was a rider that relied a lot on that, and you know, he made too many changes after the last Supercross season, and now he's been trying to correct it. But like I said, you know, it's really tough once you're behind.
Yeah, you know, confidence as a racer, right, is important.
Yeah. Really important.
When Ryan Dungey first told you he was thinking about coming back, did you think he was joking?
I thought it was the same of what he had told me. You know, he had asked us multiple times over the years since he stopped. You know, already maybe a few months after he stopped, it started already. And in a way, I am surprised that it took as long as it did. But I did not think it was going to happen anymore. And I basically, when Mini came back this last time, I basically told him, you better speak to Pitt, because if I speak to him, you're going to change your mind, and then I look like the dummy, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But he went over to Austria and talked to Pitt, and Pitt said, if the team is okay with it, you can do it.
That's great. And Antonio Caroli, of course, coming over. Do you think there's chances, if everything goes okay, that both those guys go more than two races? Like if they're happy and you're happy?
Of course, I want to see them, both of them, do good. Yep. And but it's not going to be so easy, you know. And also, you know, we have sometimes, I feel a little bit of a false idea, because we have not done so good at the Nations the last few years. So I think the general thinking is that any of the top Europeans that come over here will just walk away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
Right.
They're super good in outdoors. That's what they do all the time. But still, I think the Americans, you know, on their home ground,
their track prep, their bikes, their home ground.
Yeah, they're not just going to lay down and invite them to take the podium, you know.
Last thing, I hear Hurlings isn't looking good. Tried to ride, didn't go well. We're less than a month away, so I wouldn't look for him to come.
The idea from the factory side is, you know, he should take care of his foot, or both of his feet, 100% before taking chances to aggravate it and mess up his 23 World Championship season.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's what Pitt wants, and we all want for him, you know. And now with they only have him as a top dog in the 450 class on the KTM side, so they really need him.
Right. All right, cool. Thanks, Roger.
Yep, you're welcome.